Hi, and welcome back to Diversified Members Credit Union 3 and Out with Chris Spielman. I'm Mike O'Hara. And Chris Spielman, the Lions stopped their losing streak at 3 straight with a 30-17 win at Lambeau. Gets them to 4-4, the halfway mark of the season. How big was that win? How important was it?
Well, just going to Lambeau and winning, which is a rarity for the Lions. And for them to do that and how they did it is a good sign. Obviously, Green Bay struggling a little bit with Brett Hundley, but I thought that was one of Matthew Stafford's finest performances as a professional.
Okay, we're going to go 3 and out, and we're going to start with the Lions' first possession, first quarter, 71-yard drive, 9 plays, 2nd and 5 at the Green Bay 25. Break it down. Tell us what you see on this touchdown pass to Marvin Jones.
Yeah, start out on a freeze here, guys. The safety at the top of your screen is going to come down. The safety at the bottom of your screen is going to rotate to the middle of the field. Marvin Jones is a one-on-one situation. He's going to beat his man off the ball, and it's a perfectly placed ball to Marvin Jones. Now, Marvin Jones is very good at running this route. This looks similar to the one in New Orleans that he scored a touchdown on. So Matthew Stafford has a good feel. The protection was outstanding, and Marvin Jones is trusted to win his one-on-one battle, and Matt Stafford is trusted by Marvin Jones to put the ball right where it needs to be. Great pass, great throw, great catch.
You know, when the Lions really keep the pressure on the Packers, and they get their lead up to 17-3. Now, we're going to talk an awful lot about offense, but there was some defense, too. 4th and 2 for the Green Bay Packers at midfield in the third quarter. They don't punt. They go for it. Break it down. Tell us what you see on this stop by Glover Quinn.
Well, I think what you're going to see is Glover Quinn, instead of playing any type of pass, vacating his deep middle duties. We're in man coverage here. I believe Diggs is coming across the field to run with his man. Glover Quinn is a smart football player, recognized when to take chances and when not to take a chance. He sees this is a run all the way, has a great read on it, and closes to the ball really well and is able to get a tackle for loss.
Okay, we move along, and the Green Bay Packers make a little bit of a game of it. It's 20-10. The Lions have a 2nd and 10 at their own 25, and they blow the game open, and this play helps them start to blow it open.
It's a mental error. I think 50, Blake Martinez on the blitz, runs past Theo Riddick. And once you give up your man and man coverage, everybody downfield's back is turned to the football. That's why Theo Riddick is able to go untouched. Matthew Stafford does a good job of moving the defensive line just enough with his eyes and moving to safety. Theo Riddick snuck into the hole. Perfectly timed play by the Lions and a great call by Jim Bob Cooter. Watch number 50, Blake Martinez, come on the blitz and not take his responsibility. Actually avoided Theo Riddick, and it's off to the races. You didn't even need an offensive line there to block anybody because Theo, nobody covered him. And that's great recognition. The Packers were in deep trouble right there.
And that results in a touchdown, the 2nd touchdown pass to Marvin Jones Jr. The Lions had a field goal, and then the Packers get a meaningless touchdown on the last play of the game to close it out. You know, Chris Spielman, we've talked about big games and must wins and all that in the middle of a season. How are the Lions set up now going forward with the Cleveland Browns coming to town?
Well, you'd think they'd get a win. You know, then you think about, well, Cleveland's maybe overdue. Cleveland plays guys pretty difficult for a half or two. Their defense is good enough to win. It's just there's so many struggles on the offensive side of the Browns, but it's definitely one the Lions should take advantage of and get them to 5-4 and keep pace in the NFC North.
Okay, that's a wrap for now. We'll be back next week with another edition of 3 and Out.